Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
Fireworks sales start today in Omaha. It's not legal to light them yet until this weekend, but you're going to start seeing all those tents up and about in the city.
That. Not legal to light them stops people in their tracks.
Those words give everyone with a punk pause.
Whatever.
Yeah. So starting today, fireworks complaints need to be directed to the non-emergency number. No 911 Karen calls.
What is it? What's the number?
It's 402-444-5802.
No one's writing that down.
Nobody.
This is a terrible day to open fireworks, though, because it's dark skies and rainy.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of firework weather. I guess perfect if you're a fireman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. But and it's going to be very, very hot today with those storms.
Yeah, but at least you'll get some water down maybe on.
I need them.
Yes.
I mean, these are the times of years, you know, in drought situations. Are you seeing the future them banning 4th of July fireworks when half the country's dry?
Under a red, because we are under a red flag right now,
aren't we? Yeah, we're under a burn warning. So.
Oh, jeez. Right. I didn't even think
because they did
about that
with, remember there was that big lantern festival?
Yeah, where they lit the lanterns and they fly up in the air?
Yeah.
That's called the fire's not my problem. You light it symbolically, and where you're at, it's a beautiful Instagram moment.
Yeah, it is.
And then it's a fire 7 miles away on someone's roof. They're like, where did this flaming lantern come from?
Check some girl's Instagram post.
Yeah. Well,
starting this weekend, it'll be Sunday, July 2nd, is when you can start lighting off fireworks. But yeah, I don't think anybody waits once they get their hands on them. So LSU didn't just win the College World Series baseball title. It also won the Jell-O Shot Challenge.
Are they still talking about that?
We knew that, but like the total Jell-O Shots for all teams down at Rocco's was over 95,000 sold.
It's insane. I drove by there yesterday, and there were like six sad girls sitting outside on the patio, literally their heads on their chins. I don't know if they're employees or they're like just hungover, like the last people to leave.
Oh.
I mean, it was the wreckage.
Yeah.
You could just feel Rocco's being like, ugh, exhaling. Like, over.
They should have a party for those employees,
I know, but
right?
They probably need a day to rest. When LSU plays eight games they played at the series.
Yeah, if you're a fan. I mean, I was thinking about that, you know, on the way in. That's eight, like you said, eight games. And if you're a fan, oh, my God, wouldn't that be Christmas for you to watch your team do what they did? Remember, they lost and then had to fight their way back up.
Well, they fought their way back up, all right. So that comes out to the dollar amount is close to $500,000.
That's crazy.
There's some weird viral thing going on right now with some dude that was, I thought it was one of those proposal things on Monday night during that game, but this guy was just harassing this poor woman. Like he was asking her date.
Oh, I saw it live. We all saw it live.
Yeah,
it was
you
just,
did.
It was just a moment.
They're making it like a deal because she has her hand up saying like enough.
Yeah, because it will become a meme forever. Yes. You can use it for anything. But
yeah,
it was like a fan interacting with the girl next to him who obviously they weren't together. And she just kind of put her hand up like, okay. Like,
enough.
I think it was like a drunk fan. Somebody hung the beads on the statue, which is pretty neat.
Oh, they did?
They were still there. So giant gold beads around the neck of the guy in the middle. Giant ones, official ones.
Really? Okay.
And then the purple on the two other guys, smaller ones. It was neat.
Very cool.
Oh, that is awesome.
And I was
awesome.
I wonder how long those LSU beads get to hang. They should hang there till next year.
I'm with you. That should be the deal. That should be the deal.
You know how when I was in Vegas and Party has seen it? They put a Stanley Cup. They put a Vegas Golden Knight jersey on the Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty out there. And that Statue of Liberty is pretty big. And the size of that shirt.
What if
that
we
they
hung
had
an LSU jersey on the middle guy in the statue till next year?
They should do something like that. I mean, that's the greatest game on dirt.
And put a Jell-O shot in his hand.
There you go.
There you go. That's the thing. The Jell-O shot. So it wasn't just half $1 million. A dollar from each of those Jell-O shots goes to food shelves and home sound.
Right, so 95,000.
They get to keep the $4, the rest, the other four?
Yeah. You know.
Wow.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's not a bad time to be
the owner of Rocco's.
Yes.
No, not at all. Big Party Show! I admit, I love that song. I really do.
I do too.
Everything Miley does is awesome.
I know. She's just
throaty delivery. And that's kind of a simple song. Every time I listen to it, I'm like, God, everything you hand her, she just knocks out of the park.
I know. She's definitely a rock star. I guess she doesn't want to tour. She's not interested in touring right now. But filling stadiums. I mean, think about what kind of ego thing that is when a Taylor Swift has to fill stadiums. She keeps adding and adding and adding. She's not even interested in that. She's like, you know, I just think some of these magicians. Musicians.
Some of these magicians' tricks are too hard to follow.
Rabbit in hat?
She did plenty of live stuff, right?
Yeah,
she just got a little burned out. You need to get the passion back.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, that is a good song. I like it. All right, so Jeff, you're off the air. You're talking about these, what are they called, Squishmallows?
Squishmallows, the adult toy industry, they said, took off. During COVID, because people needed a coping mechanism at home. Like, I mean, I lived alone. I'm lonely. It would be like if I would have bought a stuffed animal to hug, a squishmallow. And the toy industry now calls those people, let's say if I would have bought one, kidults.
Okay. All right. They're kidults.
Kidults.
You're kind of a kidult without having a squishmallow, though.
I haven't bought a toy in a long time. The target demo was 11 to 22
okay.
years old.
All right.
I mean, the last toy I bought was probably was paintball. And the only reason I did paintball was I had that back surgery and I hadn't run or even fast walked. I hadn't even jogged in years. And my buddy Chris was like, dude, you just can't play paintball. So getting shot at made me run.
Okay.
It is very motivating.
But that was definitely an adult toy, buying a paintball gun.
I don't remember the last toy that I actually bought.
That's a little bit more upstream adulty than a stuffed pillow with a face on it.
Yeah.
A squishmallow. The market's through the roof and it's adults.
Yeah, I want to hear from you guys out there if you have one of these things because they're becoming collectors. It's a squish. Just give us a call, 938-9400.
It's the Beanie Babies of now.
Like
now they're becoming hard to find because there's a million different kinds and characters. And so people will film themselves. It's a thing going store to store on a squishmallow hunt. And then when you find what you want, you do the unboxing. Hey, guys, Jeff. Thanks for watching my last video, by the way. I'm about ready to unbox a new squishmallow.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
And subscribe down below.
I hate those, by the way. who does that? I don't know. But
the squishmallows I have seen, they are a thing. Right. Well, I mean, but I have, like, kids, you know? I mean, so it's definitely one of those things where you go to parties and they're like, they want squishmallows for their birthday. You're like, okay, I don't know what those are. Is it just a stuffy? Like, what is that?
So your kids don't have them. They've aged out?
No, but they were never into stuffies, really. Okay. You know?
You call them stuffies, stuffed animals?
Yeah, that's what they call them, stuffed animals, stuffies.
Okay.
So they never really got into the whole stuffy thing. I mean, they've got some, but not like, I mean, there are people where when I drop my kids off for camp, kids come to camp with their, like, a train of stuffies.
Remember a moment with your kids when there was, whether it was passive or active, where you said you're too old to play with that?
No.
Because
we're still in kid zone.
Our generation did.
Uh-huh.
I remember getting that from both mom and dad. You can't play with that anymore. Yes. And I was Arrested Developed. I like playing with Legos and toys in the backyard. And
that's me too.
I'd be the kid with the army soldiers going, making sound effects. And I'd hear, Jeff. And it's the girl down the street wanting to play Foursquare. You know, she's walked in the backyard.
Yeah.
And you're still acting
like a kid.
You're playing.
Yeah.
And I'd have to throw down the soldiers and be like, oh, my nephew was over here. I was just cleaning up.
Yeah.
You're in that weird zone.
It's a different place. You were a kidult. Because it was the same thing with my family. I remember distinctively them looking out the door, you know, like the screen door with their arms crossed as I was playing in the that sandbox, you know?
With cat turds.
With cat turds.
That's probably that was...
They're like, he thinks it's modeling clay.
That was the disquiet. It wasn't that you were playing, it's the substance that you chose to play with.
Okay, that's what it was.
It was his muse. He was an artiste.
Oh, man. Memories.
One parent is saying, I think he's really creative. The other parent's like, I think there's something wrong with him.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back.
Doja Cat. Friday night, December 8th at CHI Health Center. Buy tickets Friday morning at channel941.com. Doja Cat. Doja Cat at CHI Health Center from Channel 94.1.
Channel 94.1, good morning. Welcome to the Big Party Morning Show. All right, 938-9400, that's into the show. We'd just briefly touched on playing it, your parents telling you when it's time to stop playing.
When it's time to put your Legos down.
Yeah.
Wrap it up, kids.
I probably should explain. When I was younger, we had a giant, it's funny, it's like full circle now because I have the same thing. We had a giant sandbox in there in the yard that all the cats in the neighborhood used as a litter box.
Aww.
And as a kid, I never really put, you know, two and two together. And so I would play with the poop.
Buddy.
And I had little matchbox cars. And that's when that moment of my stepfather looking out that window or door or whatever have you, and just his arms closed and he just shook his head
and said, look what your son is doing.
That's when all of a sudden the delineation of genetics.
When the parents start saying, your son, look what your son's doing. Maybe it's fitting that we met because I played with modeling clay. But it wasn't cat poop. It was literally modeling clay.
Yeah, I think so.
So I was into Legos and G.I. Joe and He-Man, and then I discovered modeling clay, which is very oil-based.
Yeah, yeah.
But what it is it's malleable. You can make whatever toy you want.
Mm-hmm.
And the arms bend. Fun. The arms bend. Remember how big the G.I. Joe Kung Fu grip was that he could hold a gun?
Mm-hmm.
So I discovered modeling clay, and then I just made my own toys. And then when I melded that with the BB gun, that's when my parents were like, he's a kid-alt now.
Uh-huh.
Because he's doing kid-like things, but very, like...
Graphically?
Yes.
So you would be fun to play with.
I would take my BB gun, and I would shoot my clay guys. I'm telling you, I was on next-level playing.
Okay.
When kids would come over and spend the night at my house, they're like, dude, can I come back next weekend?
So, yeah.
Because we would shoot things. Yeah, I would use fireworks in my Legos. Sometimes when the parents went around, I'd use fireworks indoors.
Yeah, indoors.
It's just crazy.
Always frowned upon.
I would do it in the basement. Guys, I would take those little firemen and light them on fire.
Oh, yeah.
And I almost burned down a cornfield.
Yeah, we graduated past that.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm working with two little pyros, it sounds like.
Yeah, we painted blood on stuff. I never burned things, but it blew things up.
Okay. See, that would be fun. I was just too reckless. I think I was just like, hey, whatever, let's burn. It's burning stuff.
So that's what it felt like. It felt like you just had figured out how to really play.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got to grow up.
I know.
You know, because you're 12 or 13 and it's time to get on your bike and just ride off.
Yeah, I don't know if there's that big of a sunset anymore. I mean, I'm sure that there are for probably certain households, but I think that everyone is sort of trying to recapture that fun for themselves. And so I don't know if there is a, all right, and the clock's out. You've got to, like, pack up the toys and put them away.
Yeah, we had to do that. I don't know what to do.
So what we're talking about is these squishmallows, stuffed animals for adults. The toy industry says they basically say that we age out on toys at 12.
Okay.
And they were still saying that kids at 12 switch to video games and social media.
All right. Okay.
But I'm with Molly. I don't think there's a hard...
Hard sunset anymore. I mean, you see it as kids evolve, like some kids get more into sports or video games, but the kids that like still love Legos and toys and cars and all that stuff, there's still room in the...
How old was the kid that went down on the submarine?
I want to say he was 19.
I mean, he brought a Rubik's Cube with him.
To break a record, to do a Rubik's Cube in front of the Titanic.
Isn't that a strange...
Very strange.
If I was his dad and I'm like, let's get on the sub.
Well, the mom was
you brought your toy.
The mom was supposed to go, I guess, but she let him go because he wanted to play with his Rubik's Cube in front of the Titanic.
Sure, and they had $500,000 to burn.
I know, but is that a normal reaction?
No, God, no. I don't understand it, but no, I don't think so.
Can't you hear our dads being like, leave the Rubik's Cube.
Yes.
You're going to get down there and you're going to look at the Titanic. You're not going to play with your toy.
I know. Uh-huh. I know. It's just different now. All right, 938-9400. We got what's trending coming up in a couple minutes. Molly, what you got?
Oh, find out who's been crowned America's favorite fast food restaurant.
All right, that's next. Big Party
Show. Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.